This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Morning Conversation, a presentation of Concrete Builders Supply. Rebecca Ward is the director of the Winston Library. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, Winston Library, talk about, first of all, how you got involved with the library.
Well, when the libraries closed a couple years ago, we decided to reopen with volunteers and donations, and I was one of those volunteers. And it just kept going, and now almost 2 years later, I'm actually working there.
So talk about the Winston Library and what it's been like over the last few months.
Closed. We just got the okay to reopen a couple weeks ago, and since we've been reopened, it's been pretty slow, but we have a lot of members of the community that are coming in and are happy to see that we are open.
Now, if people aren't familiar, where are you guys located in Winston?
440 Southeast Grape Street. It's in the Community Center building.
And what got you interested in volunteering with the library to begin with?
I've always been very passionate about literacy, and especially making sure that kids have books to read. So it's just kind of naturally drawn me to the library, and I'm happy with the books.
So how many square feet do you have there?
I'm not sure, but it's a really nice facility. It really is. We've got lots and lots of books, so come on, check us out.
So for people who've got kids out in the Winston area, like every place else, there's all these things that aren't happening. And so kids, there's just a lot of things going on now that prevent that. But you've been able to put together this summer reading program. Tell us about it.
Yes. So our summer reading program, this year our theme is called Imagine Your Story. So we're focusing on fantasy genres and fairy tales, mythology, folklore. We have 8 separate events that we're doing this year, one each week throughout the summer. Yesterday was our first program. We had a local musician, storyteller, Joe Ross, come. Next week, we're going to have a collaboration with Kids Art Spark. Since they're not able to do their program by themselves this year, they're coming over and they're going to do some projects with us. And then we have a lot more going on and just a lot of fun. So we hope that the community will show up.
So what was it like yesterday to be able to do that event again?
It was fun. The kids really enjoyed being able to come back to the library and check out books and play the instruments with Joe and just a little bit more return to normalcy.
Yeah, and of course, we've had Joe on the radio numerous times doing special things, talking about some of the things he works on and playing all kinds of music. You said he brought some extra instruments?
Yep. They were ringing bells and clanging all kinds of noises.
Well, that's cool. You know, the what's kind of how's the setup for the reading program in terms of in the information you sent me, you talked about prizes available and things like that.
Yeah, so we really want to encourage the kids to read. So in order to do that, one of the things that we've come up with is a little bit of a prize system where they bring in their reading logs and we give them tickets and then they can spend those tickets in our prize shop.
Wow.
We've had a lot of really generous donations from our community, from Carlos's Restaurante in Winston, Winston Dairy Queen, the Winston Grocery Outlet really helps us out a lot too. So it's very, very well supported in the community.
So I'm guessing that you're probably the only staff person.
Oh, there's lots and lots of volunteers. So I'm not just me.
So how many people are involved, do you think?
Oh, gosh, I'd say at least 20.
Wow.
Yeah.
Now, what hours is the library open right now?
We are open our normal hours, so we're Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday from noon to 6.
And if people haven't been out there before, they live out there, how do you work in terms of, do you have library cards? How do you do all that?
So we offer free library cards for residents of Douglas County. It's a short little half page of paper you fill out, just basic name and address, phone number, and then we'll get you a card that day and you can start checking out books.
And I see here one of the things, of course, you had to deal with is things that people didn't think about in libraries before in terms of all these requirements now with sanitization and all that. How do you make all that work?
Well, we're putting on a lot of the events in the bigger room at the community center so that we can spread out more than we might be able to in the regular library. We have hand sanitizer available at the main entrance, and we're encouraging everyone that comes in to use it. We're not requiring face masks, but we think it's a pretty good idea, you know, if you wear it. every material or every item that's returned to the library is sanitized and before it's checked in and put back into circulation to try to, you know, help reduce spreading anything. We wipe down our counters and surfaces. We're doing, you know, monitoring the occupancy limits and making sure the social distancing is in measure, or the measures are in place rather, with the little tape marks here and there. So
the next summer reading program next Thursday, what time does that run?
It is at 1 o'clock. They usually last about an hour, and we're going to have Benny Nichols there with the Kids Art Spark, and they're going to be creating a mural. And that's something that it's going to be going on all summer long, so they can come into the library and create more pieces to attach to the mural and just make something really neat that'll be displayed in the community center.
All right. Winston Library, Rebecca Ward, the director. Thanks for coming in this morning.
Thank you so much for having us.
8:37 at News Radio 1240 KQEN.